at 7.
Breaking news, a nightmare commute in the East Bay after a freeway shooting stops traffic at the Caldecott Tunnel.
Work to shore up San Francisco's leaning Millennium Tower has stopped after the fix made things worse. Tonight, new evidence that building officials were forewarned.
I could see that at some point things were going to go haywire.
They've already done a lot of damage.
And fresh off his landslide recall victory, how Governor Newsom is hinting even stricter pandemic rules could be on the way.
We need to stiffen our spines and lean in to keeping people safe and healthy.
And what may be the most unlikely headline of the day, we are tracking a chance of rain.
That's good news. Now, some unfortunate news. We begin with the breaking news in the East Bay. Eastbound 24 back open at the Caldecott Tunnel, but there's still quite a backup there after a car-to-car shooting shut down the approach at the height of the afternoon rush. Sources tell us this all started with two cars racing across the Bay Bridge. As they approached the far right bore eastbound, one shot into the other vehicle. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Tonight, Governor Newsom is hinting that tougher COVID restrictions could be coming to California.
We need to stiffen our spines and lean in to keeping people safe and healthy.
In an exclusive interview with CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, the governor pushed fellow Democrats to lean in to pandemic restrictions, citing his handling of the pandemic as the reason he defeated the recall. A new state vaccine mandate bill is on the horizon for legislators in 2022 after being dropped last month.
We shouldn't be timid in trying to protect people's lives and mitigate the spread and transmission of this disease.
But if that bill does pass, it's likely to face legal challenges.
An undercover San Jose police officer will not face charges for fatally shooting a wanted suspect. Police say Demetrius Stanley approached the officer's car with a loaded ghost gun on Memorial Day, opened the door and pointed it at him before the officer opened fire. Today, the Santa Clara County DA's office said the officer acted lawfully. Stanley's family says he was just trying to protect them from what they thought was a stranger watching their home. Our Andrea Borba is following up on this story. Look for her report tonight at 11.
Meanwhile, we're getting a firsthand look at a deadly police shooting happened in Fremont. The suspect, 22-year-old Kevin Johnston, caught on video late last month limping away from the scene of a shooting that put another man in the hospital. A dash cam video shows a police car approaching Johnston about 40 minutes later. He's carrying a stroller. Police say that he is seen pulling a white painted gun from it, aiming and possibly firing, forcing the officer to open fire.
Shots fired, suspect down.
I am confident that the officers acted in accordance with the law and our policy. So, yeah, I think this is pretty clear cut that this was a justifiable shooting.
Johnston died at the hospital. Police say that he had a long criminal rap sheet and a slew of outstanding warrants. The officer who shot him, a 9-year police veteran, is back on the job tonight.
A suspect has been charged in the brutal murder of an elderly San Jose man found tied to a chair, stabbed and drowned in his own bathtub. The body of 72-year-old victim was discovered earlier this month in his apartment near City Hall after his daughter requested a welfare check. Witness reports and surveillance footage later confirmed the suspect was in the victim's apartment for about 30 hours and left with bags of items he then threw away. 25-year-old Sherman Smith was arrested over the weekend and is being held without bail. His alleged motive, still a mystery. And we're learning more tonight about a shooting that left a young woman dead in East San Jose. Family members tell us the victim was killed by her 15-year-old brother. Just before 8 o'clock last night, 26-year-old Liza Escamilla arrived at Tropicana Liquor on Story Road, then later got back in her car. Neighbors say there was no warning before they heard gunshots. A few minutes later, Scamia's brother got out of the car, his jacket stained with blood.
I don't think it's enough to, you know, say that this was an intentional act. All indications right now are, you know, some accident occurred, and obviously it's a tragic result.
Investigators arrested the brother on a manslaughter charge.
A Livermore High School student under arrest tonight, accused of threatening to harm some people on campus.
I heard that he had a list of names that he was going to try to kill.
I feel kind of relieved that no one got hurt.
It was pretty amazing. We had students who reported the concern. They told their trusted adult told the administration, we contacted police and our student resources officers, and everybody just mobilized to get to the root of what was the concern.
School increased security today as a precaution. Two East Bay school districts may soon require vaccines for students 12 and older. West Contra Costa Unified. They'll vote Tuesday. Oakland School Board will consider it on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the city of Millbrae will not move ahead with a vaccine requirement for outdoor dining, entertainment, and fitness activities. A city council member floated the idea earlier this week, but several others were reluctant to place the additional burden on local businesses.
Taking a look at your top headlines this evening, tomorrow an FDA panel will debate Pfizer's booster shot application. The White House wants to start doling them out next week, but there's dueling data about whether boosters are even needed. Over 400 East Bay doctors just signed this open letter to the community, urging their patients to get vaccinated and adding, quote, "We ask this from the bottom of our hearts." They are desperate to avoid the scenes we're seeing in other parts of the country. Entire states are running out of ICU beds. In Florida, a 12-year-old boy's appendix burst during a six-hour wait in the ER. Fortunately, he recovered. And new body camera video is shedding light on the mysterious disappearance of a Florida woman. 22-year-old Gabby Petito vanished while on a cross-country trip with her fiancé. The video shows Petito crying while speaking with a Utah police officer on August 12th. She told him she had personal issues and OCD. Petito's fiancé is home in Florida, but is not talking to investigators. In Washington, D.C., security is tight ahead of Saturday's big rally in support of those charged in the Capitol riot in January. And CBS News has learned that Capitol Police are also concerned about tomorrow. Ken, that's because the FBI flagged social media posts that suggest groups may storm the Capitol on Friday.
Elizabeth, thank you for that. Tonight, the feds say that they have cut off the head of the snake in a sweeping prison gang bust in and around the Bay Area. Operation Quiet Storm. It netted 55 suspects across 9 different counties, including San Francisco, Alameda, and Santa Clara. The biggest prize? A group described as the governing body of the notorious Nuestra Familia prison gang. Federal prosecutors say that group used a paramilitary structure to control thousands of gang members across California.
These 7 individuals have, for years, led a violent and lucrative criminal organization from their prison cells. By disrupting gang leadership, we take aim at the head of the snake.
The charges range from racketeering and robbery to drug trafficking and murder. And we've posted more details on our website, kpix.com. Meanwhile, federal fire crews are trying to shield some of California's ancient sequoias from a nearby fire by wrapping their bases in aluminum blankets. This is in Kings Canyon National Park. 2 fires are burning in the area. The closest is about a mile from that ancient grove.
Contra Costa County firefighters say this 2-story home near downtown Lafayette was so packed with possessions, they were forced to tackle this raging fire from the outside. The sole occupant made it out unharmed, and crews were able to save the business next door. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
Some new video of a puma on the prowl in Morgan Hill early this morning. A viewer sent us this security video from her home in the Jackson Oaks neighborhood. You can see the cat sniffing around the driveway before scampering away. Well, the entire VTA light rail system will be back on track beginning Saturday.
All remaining service will be restored after a nearly 4-month shutdown following the deadly mass shooting at the San Jose rail yard in May. Fares will be free through the end of the month.
Yeah, new exhibit in San Francisco focuses on lowriders and their art specifically. This is at the Mission Cultural Center, and it showcases the unique art and culture created by Latinos through the lowrider movement.
It was once considered criminal activity, but today it lives on and has become accepted by society that once rejected it.
I felt proud, you know, to be brown and to be in, you know, cruising down the street in my lowrider, you know, then and to this day, you know, it's just a great feeling.
Well, if you'd like to check out the exhibit, you have plenty of time. It runs until September 29th.
I'll tell you what.
Really cool.
They are absolutely accepted by the car culture. I'm a car guy. Mm-hmm. They show up at shows. They have awesome machines. Those are works of art on wheels.
They really are. I love the artwork. Some of the color combinations are amazing.
Beautiful cars.
Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBSN Bay Area.
We'll see you back here at 11.